Michael, are you on the line?
Yeah, hi, I'm here.
All right, fantastic. So I'm excited to welcome the program Michael Campion of the hit Netflix series Fuller House. Michael, thanks for calling, and thanks for taking the time to come by today.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, Michael, tell me when you wanted to become an actor. How old were you?
Well, I've always been interested in acting. I mean, the first time that I really, like, got started, I was about 5, and I did a small community play at my local theater, and at first I didn't really get, like a big part, but, like, the next year that I actually enrolled in the play, I got the lead role, then the next year I got the lead role, and the next year I got the lead role, so that, like, really sparked it for me, and then I was like, wow, this is what I want to do.
Wow, so once you did that, what made acting so much fun for you at that age to say, this is what I want to do?
Well, I mean, I knew that a lot of my friends were doing, like, sports, or, you know, they were doing art or whatever. But, you know, that wasn't really my thing. I mean, not to get me wrong, I like sports and art and stuff. It's just, you know, I always love acting. It's not, I can't, like, really pinpoint, like, what is most fun about it. But I guess it's just really exciting to know that, like, you know, you have the chance to be, like, on a TV show, or, you know, you have a chance to meet all these, like, really cool celebrities. But that's really not what I was thinking when I was 5 or 6. But, you know, it's cool to have those benefits now.
Yeah, you just were saying, okay, this is fun, I'm doing it, and your family encouraged you, and there you go. So what would you say was your first big break opportunity? I know that you did some commercials and short films. What kind of changed your career in a way leading it up to the opportunity with Netflix, with Fuller House?
Well, honestly, even before, I mean, I had done a lot of commercials up to the point where I got this, but I had a really small play for my church, and the director, he's this guy, his name is George Living, and he hosts this thing, this, like, 5,000 seated, like, Broadway style Christmas play every year called The Singing Christmas Trees in Orlando, and he liked my performance so much that he wanted me to be in that play as the lead kid. So I thought that was, I think that would be, like, the start, like, wow, this is really going to take off. And then after that, I got my first movie. Then after that, I got another movie. Then I got some short films in between. Then Fuller House.
Wow, okay. So all the things at once hit.
Yeah.
Like, everything, it just all developed and came through in so many ways. But before Fuller House, you would say your big break would probably be Christmas Trade, would you say?
Christmas Trade? No, I would say the Christmas play that I was talking about earlier, which would be that with the director, the one who wanted me to be in that the Christmas Broadway play.
Oh, okay. Okay, so once you went into the Broadway play, there you go. That's the big thing for sure, Michael. Gotcha. Okay, so tell us specifically how you got hooked up with the whole Fuller House, and you can tell us about the character and all that, the audition process and working with such talented people, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it started out when I was in Orlando, and I do a lot of auditions, and most of them I do on tape. So I, you know, this was just another audition. I didn't even know what Fuller House was. I mean, I knew what Full House was, but it just didn't really, like, click with me. So at first I auditioned, you know, normal thing. But they're like, hey, we want you back. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, sometimes they call you back, sometimes they don't. And then when they wanted me a third time, I was like, wow, okay, they're getting pretty serious about this here. And then a fourth time, and then a fifth time. And each time I did a different, like, section from the episode that they started working with. And by the fifth time, you're like, hey, we really want to see you out here. And I'm like, wow, okay, cool. So they flew me out for, like, 2 days. And at first they just wanted me to, you know, audition. But then they really, really liked me. So they're like, hey, you know what? you got the part, like, right here. You know, we've really been thinking about this. It was, like, right in the room when I got to the Warner Brothers audition studio. They told me, like, you got the part. Like, you're just amazing. So I'm like, oh, wow, thank you. I'm very honored. And I actually have a video of they were filming it in the back of and I started crying, and my mom started crying because they were both in the room. But, yeah, so they originally wanted me to say this, like, 2 or 3 days, but then they started filming early, so I had to, like, stay there, and I only had, like, a couple, like, days worth of clothes, so I had to make that work for a few weeks.
Oh, my. So, okay. Now, any experience watching Full House before getting the part in Fuller House? Did you ever watch it on Nick at Night or certain things like that where you have had the opportunity to watch the show?
Oh, yeah, for sure. My mom introduced it to me when I was, like, 4 or 5, and I've always loved Full House. I just, you know, never really gave it a second thought when I started auditioning. I did watch it on Nick at Night, along with, like, Friends and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and all those good 90s shows that they have on Nick at Night.
That's cool. And it's like then finally seeing these people in person when you audition, and then you get the part, and you're like, holy cow, look who I'm playing with. All these people that I've seen on TV forever and in different things, and I'm part of this group. That's got to be cool.
Yeah, it was absolutely insane. Actually, I didn't audition with them. I auditioned by myself first. And then when they took me to the studio to take a look around and stuff, the first person that I met was actually Andrea, the one who plays Kimmy. And it's so weird because they look exactly like they did, just like in a bigger body. It's so weird. And I was like, wow, that's like, I after she left, I was like, wow, she looks just like Kimmy Gibbler. Like, not like she hasn't aged at all. It's crazy.
It seems like none of them have aged. Isn't that true? Except the ones that were playing kids. They've aged the most, but not the ones that were adults in the show, or teens to adults, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, usually you would expect like a teen to go like when they're 10 or 11. You don't expect them to look like that when they're, you know, 40. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, absolutely, and it just happens to be the people for sure. And when you think of just working with that, and then the whole kickoff of Fuller House and how it got such an unbelievable push, you know, on major television night talk shows and everything, you were like, wow, I wasn't thinking it was going to get this kind of build up, right?
Yeah, I mean, I at first I was like, dang, this is Full House. I mean, I was sure that it was going to have a following since, you know, Full House was so popular, but I never thought it would be like we would get picked up for a second season literally the next day that it came out, like that popular. I mean, it was really cool.
Yeah, I talked to Dave Coulier, and I had a really good conversation with him on my show. He was promoting his children's book and an album. What a great guy he is. Awesome.
Yeah, sure. And Dave's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm sure it's all hilarious. So what would you say? You guys are like a big family on the set? Kind of give us some ins and outs of working with all of them, yeah.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I'm closest with Candace, the one who plays DJ, but just because we have, we share the same faith, I'm Christian, and she's Christian as well, so we have that in common. Actually, everyone on set I have an unbelievable connection with. Like, you know, since they had this this tight family bond, you know, for like 30 years, that's pretty crazy. So, you know, I they just accepted me into this. And, you know, as well as the new kids, like Sony, the one who plays Ramona, and Elias, the one who plays Matt.
Wow. Some really interesting things for sure. And then that kind of give us a storyline, because I have not watched it on Netflix yet. My kids love Full House, so tell us how the story came about for people that didn't get the chance to watch season one, and how this group became Fuller House. Tell us about that, the kind of the backstory.
Well, honestly, every episode is different, but if you want to know how they all got together in the same house, what happened is DJ's husband died, just like Danny's wife died. My
oh.
dad, he was a firefighter, and he died in the show. And so now DJ has three boys, and, you know, now she doesn't have a place to stay. And Danny is giving up the house. He was going to sell it. But then since he knew that, oh, DJ doesn't have a place to stay, I'll just go ahead and, you know, give her this house here. So now we're all back in the old house, and Stephanie is willing to help out, and so is Kimmy. And so now we're all just kind of like one big family.
Interesting. And then other people come back at certain times during certain episodes then, right? Like the family type.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Go on. Sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, no. But just think of people like that you see come back for certain episodes. You say, I remember him on this show or this show. You're saying to yourself, holy cow. But again, it's awesome. Your connection with your faith and getting your Candace to play your mom in the show. I mean, that's kind of wild, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the chances of that are pretty slim. I mean, in the acting business, not many people are Christians, to be honest. But it was amazing to have this connection with her.
And definitely, for sure. So now, how has your life changed once you came on this show? Once you became a star on this show, are you recognized a lot more in different places you go and stuff like that, and kind of have to get used to some of this?
Yeah, I mean, occasionally I'll get people. I mean, I don't really, I can't go out like too often since, you know, I'm filming and stuff. But the times that I do, when I'm out here or if I go back to Orlando where I live, a lot of people, I mean, not like every day, but some people will be like, hey, you look familiar. Are you Jackson? I'm like, oh, yeah, that's me. That's really cool. And so I'm like, hey, can you take a picture? Sure. And it's really cool to know that, like, you know, you can make a person's day just by, like, existing.
And the opportunities now with being on this show, things are opening up big time, right? Some other stuff you have coming up, right?
Oh, sorry. You went out for a second.
No, I was saying, I said with the opportunities, Michael, that you had from the opportunity at Fuller House, other opportunities are opening up. The doors are opening up for other acting opportunities now, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I've already gotten a lot of auditions just based on, you know, like, hey, we need like a celebrity kid just to fill in for this small part here, and so they'll be like, you know, Michael's available at this time because he's on hiatus and he's not filming. So most of the time I don't even have to audition. They're just like, we want Michael. And then my personal relations guy is just like, sure, he's available these dates.
So you were talking about the busyness of filming. Tell us how busy it is, Michael, how the shoots go. I mean, the different filmings of the episodes and stuff.
Well, our schedule goes, Tuesday, we are auditioning. Wednesday, we are dress rehearsal auditioning for all the scenes. And then Thursday, we pre-tape all of the scenes before the live audience comes in the next day. But it really gets fun on Friday when the live audience comes in and, you know, they watch all the scenes live. And we tape them like two or three times on those dates just so, like, you know, we can get the laugh. It's so much fun because, you know, there's like an audience entertainer, all the people from Netflix are there, all the people from Warner Horizon are there. And usually we have like pizza after. It's like a party every week.
It seems like definitely a party for sure. All right. Well, I'm really rooting for you. I'm glad that you're having such great success, and continue the success. And let's see how long Fuller House lasts after Full House lasted X amount of seasons. Let's see how long this show lasts. And I love what Netflix is doing, Michael. Do you notice a lot of other spinoffs of shows I love growing up are coming to Netflix? So kudos to Netflix for looking for good quality programming.
Yeah, I didn't actually know that.
Yeah, they were talking about this artist coming back, the science guy. You have to go Google it. You'd be blown away with what's happening. So, Michael, best place we can find information on you, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, so people can follow you and learn more about you. Where can they go?
I don't usually use Twitter, but my Instagram is Michael Campion, just plain old Michael Campion, no spaces, no underscores, no nothing. My Snapchat is Michael Campion with two N's at the end of my name. And I'm not entirely sure what my Facebook is because I don't run my Facebook. My mom does. But if you just look up Michael Campion on Facebook, I'm sure it'll come up.
Well, fantastic. You got to definitely do that stuff for sure, Michael. Watch out. Social media, and you're busy always filming. That's how it goes. And are you homeschooled or you go to your regular school, Michael?
I do. It's kind of an odd situation for me right here. So I did go to a normal school, and, you know, they'd, like, send me the work or whatever. But now I just switched, like, just this year, like, less than 7 weeks ago. To a virtual school program that my school hosts. So it's kind of like a hybrid system. Like, I can go to school some days, and then other days I can just go and do it virtually if I'm busy. So it's a unique program that my school offers, and it's actually really helpful for me if I'm in Florida and I still want to, like, you know, see my friends and go on field trips and go to prom and stuff.
Oh, well, fantastic. Well, best of luck. I'm going to be rooting for you, and thanks for taking the time to come on the show. Update me when you have any news, for sure. Feel free to update me, and we'll be Instagramming you out, tweeting you out, the show, Facebook sharing, getting a video together. So there's a lot of stuff we'll be promoting leading up right now to when we're chatting, and then and when the show airs again, we'll be re-airing it all and doing some more promotion for you. Okay, sound good?
Okay, thank you.
All right, well, thanks, Michael, for calling, and take care.
All right, awesome. Thank you very much. Bye.
All right, see you. Bye-bye. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show. We'll be back in just a moment.